We totally could have had Harassing Porter as our intro for this episode.
We could have, but we gotta stop harassing him.
Dude, I don't know why I feel so tense right now.
I'm tired.
Maybe because you're about to be grilled for all of your past sins in the social sphere.
Maybe because I'm
I forgot to roast you.
When?
Like, for them pictures.
I mean,
those egregious photos.
Ooh, I'm gonna put them in. I'm gonna edit them in.
Wait, which
just,
ones?
We're gonna just. Okay, so.
You had your shirt open.
That was
ooh, buddy.
Out. No,
that was pretty
like,
sexy, actually. I liked it.
Whatever.
I don't know how I should feel about those photos.
That was a sexy picture. I was okay. You know the one with
it was.
Okay, I'm gonna put them in.
Sus.
I have the one with.
What?
With your shirt open to the sky and like
that. I felt like have you guys seen The Wolf of Wall Street? You know when
you
he was like outside
to DiCaprio,
and
I'm
he
sorry.
Was.
Welcome to the ET podcast. This is episode 21.
21.
21.
We feel like we've been talking about a lot of serious stuff lately, so this one's just gonna be basically us roasting each other.
Shenanigans.
Possibly. Well, I know I kind of wanted to talk about like embarrassing stories from when we were kids.
Yeah.
And just kind of how awkward we are as people, because I don't know if any of you have like had the pleasure of interacting with me in person, but
and
I'm
me
sorry.
Too. I'm like, it's just
yeah. You were gonna see his fun side today.
Yeah, possibly. I
that's
guess.
That's
the tea. I don't know. Denise doesn't think I'm fun. So,
well, maybe because she's your
think
wife.
You're fun?
No.
No, I feel like when you get married, you don't. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe,
let the single people person
maybe,
tell the married
maybe,
people
yeah,
what they think about marriage.
Yeah. Maybe you have to step it up, bro.
Maybe so.
Get out of your comfort zone. I mean, honestly, in camp, I saw a little bit of your actually, you know, going out zone type of stuff. Like,
see,
trying
like-
to do things. Like, okay, we went to the
oh,
high ropes.
Oh, how's your bruise, by the way?
Oh, it's getting better, but we went to the high ropes, and I was like, Trey, you're going to get into the high ropes. And himself, he was like, nah, man, I don't want to do that, but I'd rather do the zip line. I was like, that's new.
Zip line was fun.
Where was that?
It was in like the back.
That
back
was like
the
far
back. Like it was.
My life.
Yeah, that was a journey.
So, like, you know,
there.
The girls' cabins?
Yeah.
Like, going further, like, another 10 minutes.
Dang.
That was far. Very far.
Yeah, because I was walking those paths and I didn't ever see where
the
zip lines were.
You know what? Did y'all see Yosh's?
Which one?
His video?
Oh, I mean, I saw his...
Of him on the zip line?
I saw his...
what?
Oh, my
post
gosh.
Hi, how awkward is Yosh on a zip line?
Bruh, they was like, all right, just walk it down. He was like... And the same thing happened to me the first time I did it too, because it was like walk it down.
Is there
walk
a way
it down.
We can like put it up? Like,
if you can get me the footage of your zip line,
you.
I will splice it in right here.
I can get to it.
That would be
oh
so
my
funny.
Gosh, man!
But anyways,
he was like, I tried.
What? I know. I mean, he. Anyways, but
bad.
I don't want to talk about camp though.
Okay, this is me being really paranoid. I'm just gonna make sure all three cameras are recording.
Oh my god.
We're good.
Yeah, this
we're
is
good.
What, we have to do this at least 10 times, just so you guys know.
No, we don't. Okay, if it's actually rolling now, part of the trouble I've been having is my phone's been running out of storage, and that's why we haven't had our three camera setup
lately.
I
cleared out so much storage on my phone the other day.
It's like, now that I was able to get all the DI class footage off my phone, I finally have space again, and we're back to our three camera setup, and it's a little more editing work on my end, but it looks so much better.
Yeah.
We can actually focus on like
that's
all
crazy.
Three of us, respectively.
Well, thank you.
So,
we really appreciate it for your
we need to have like a PIP appreciation day.
Yeah,
not. Please
for everything. Like for the podcast, for DI, for the coffee shop.
I'm just
like,
gonna yeet myself into the sun.
St. Paul.
It's funny because as much as I like spend time on camera, in front of cameras, whatever, I hate being the center of attention. So I'm like,
well,
do not look
well,
at me.
Well, not gonna,
I'm fine,
not gonna.
I'm here. I know you appreciate what I do, but just ignore it. It's fine.
We're not going to announce it. Just gonna walk in.
This is
gonna be a bunch of balloons and flowers, paper candy.
This is gonna get auditory nightmare. No.
But
anyway,
so let's talk about past experiences and bull stuff.
It doesn't have to be that deep. If y'all can't tell, we freestyled them a little bit
today. All right, can I tell them my embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
All right, so...
I have multiple, so I can just keep going.
We can just go off.
When I first arrived here, was, like, a long time ago, probably when I was, like, 7. So, I was in 3rd grade, right? And I did not know any English. No, I think it was 2nd grade. Yeah, 2nd grade. I did not know any English. And the first thing I learned, it was... asked how to like go to the bathroom, you know, restroom. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it was towards like the end of school, so but I was like reading a book, right, because we had like reading time or whatever.
Wait, did you go to Maranatha?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Because are you talking about like here in this country or?
Yeah. This
okay. Because you said here.
I just arrived to the United States.
I didn't hear that part. I literally didn't. All right, continue. All right, anyways, my bad.
But it was, if you really want to know, it was called Lindell Elementary, which was in South Minneapolis. But anyways, so we were reading, and it was close to done. So what happened was that I started having, like, stomach aches, and I was like, okay, this is weird. So I asked the teacher, can I go to the restroom in my broken English and whatever? And she was like, yeah, go. So I went, and honestly, I had to take, like, the biggest dump. But yeah, so I was like, okay, I feel relieved. I'm going back. So I went back to read, and again, it started hurting. And I was like, okay, I can wait because we only have like 20 minutes left of class. And
this ends badly, doesn't it?
So we, you know, I was like, you know, and I'm not gonna ask her again because I was really nervous. I was very shy at that point. Like back then, I was like, I'm not gonna ask her again. Like, you might think that I'm just skipping or something, you know, that I don't want to be here. And I was like, I got nervous, even like I forgot how to like ask to go to the restroom. But anyways, I really had to go because I felt like it was coming out, right? So I was like, I could only tell her like I'm going to the restroom, but I wanted to tell her that my stomach felt like weird and I was having like stomach aches. But I did not know how to say it. I was like, I just want to go to the restroom. And I thought that she was going to say, well, do you really just want, you know, like, well, why are you doing this? And I didn't know how to ask to, you know, that I was in pain. So I was like, whatever. So she was like, yeah, go. But as soon as I walked at the door, I, like, felt it. It was coming out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, my God. Anyway, so I ran into the restroom, and it was, like, down the hallway, so it was worse. But I was feeling it coming out. Anyways, so I went into the restroom. I, you know, did my thing, but my poop, like, my pants were full of poop, and I tried to clean it out. And even when I got down, I don't know what happened, dude. I think I had diarrhea. Yeah, I did have diarrhea. But anyways, after I was done, I pulled my pants and started coming out more. And I was like, you know what? This is so gross. And I was so embarrassed. I was so shy. And I tried to clean up as much as I can, but there was still, you know. Anyways,
God, dude.
Thank God it was like time to go to like home. So I put a bunch of toilet paper in my pants, because I did not know what to do, and I was walking funny to the bus, and I could smell it. And the thing was that I went all the way, I didn't like to go in the back, so I was, like, in the front, so it was worse, because I was, like, very, very, like, I was just, like, in, like, you know, like, the window, so I was like this. I didn't want anybody to talk to me, and I could hear, like, the people out there saying, like, it stinks. I went home, I cried, and but that was my most embarrassing moments. I'm even shy, like,
this is
speaking
like,
about this.
I mean,
that's like
just,
some childhood trauma. I'm
that
so
is.
Sorry.
But it was really bad. Until this day, I still think about it. I don't know if you guys can see me. I'm like a little bit red.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think it's,
I mean,
funny
you
that
didn't
we,
have to.
Yeah, we asked for embarrassing stories, not like. What shaped you as
but it was so funny though, because I still, that's like one thing that I remember out of, I mean, obviously there's a lot of things I remember like in third grade, but like in second grade or whatever, in my elementary years, I would say, but that was for sure the most embarrassing. I remember I, like, my mom was home, and I told her, look, I pooped my pants, and I started crying, and she took me to the bathroom and washed me down.
Well, that's kicking things off real good there.
You know what's funny? There's a guy that used to come here. I'm pretty sure he went to Spanish church. Daniel Gutierrez. He never spoke in Spanish church.
The Peruvian guy?
Yeah. So he told a story one time at the fifth service where he was saying, he was just standing out there greeting people and talking in the main lobby and stuff, and I guess like
wait here in Living Word?
Yes. I think he like laughed too hard or something like that.
No way.
And he like sharted. And like he said he loves his wife so much because he told her, she didn't even say anything. She ran home, got some pants from him. For him and gave them to him like discreetly and everything, and like he was able to just
that is like, so weird. Okay, that would be more embarrassing. I mean, as an adult, I mean, I understand, like, for me, I was like, okay, I shouldn't really matter because I was a little kid, you know,
but yeah.
I feel like if that would happen to me as an adult,
yeah,
I don't know what I would do.
You don't want to gamble on a fart and lose, like.
Yeah, I know, really, it is a gamble with time. It really is. All right, can we get away from fecal matter?
Yeah. All right. What do you got, Trey?
Actually, this one was, I mean, I'll get into, like, some of the childhood stuff, but...
can we just roast you the whole day?
No, you can't roast me. You know what, I'll just go ahead and get into childhood stuff. All right, yeah, so, Alyssa's about to have a field day with this, because my name is Trey, and I was on the way to basketball practice. And
basketball game tomorrow.
Yeah, she about to have a field day if she watches this episode. So anyway, we get there. My mom was about to drop me off at the Y because that's where I was playing basketball and stuff. I was probably like 8 years old or something like that. And I was getting out the car, and so like I was leaning like this, and my mom, she had a Pontiac and it had like suede seats, so like the seats were like slippery. So I was getting out the car like that, and my hand slipped. And I fell and like hit my face on the pavement and everything, like face swollen and stuff. I got to go into basketball practice with a swollen face, like blood everywhere and stuff. And like I'm over there by the water fountain trying to get blood off my face. And like, it was just like, I was just like, Mom, like, why are you still sending me here? She was like, you fine. And it's just like, I'm pretty sure I wasn't. I don't even think I looked at my face.
Did you have a busted lip?
Probably. Like, I was bleeding everywhere. Like, I was such a clumsy child.
Dude.
Like, it's not even funny.
Are you still clumsy?
I can be at times, but I'm a lot better than I was, because it used to be bad. Like, there was another time where... Actually,
you know what? I'm sorry. It reminds me, like, in camp, this dude, he was, okay. No, clumsy. It's just the fact that every single time there was a bee or a mosquito around
him. Bro, that wasn't like, funny. Like, I was under attack. I'm pretty sure Satan
it was
sent
just
those.
So funny.
Satan sent those insects after me.
No, because the thing is, like, okay, we were walking. Every single time, like, I would just see Trey out of nowhere. We're talking about something serious. You would go,
bruh, like, I just hear something go, like, right by my ears. Like, they kept coming after me. I'm sitting there having to swat. Anyway.
I was just like, what is this dude having a panic attack or something?
Nah,
a seizure?
Nah. But,
anyways, I'm sorry.
I remember this is actually an embarrassing, story about somebody else, but I witnessed it.
No, we wouldn't.
No.
No.
Bring it on.
No, I got you. It's going to be funny.
Alright, bet.
Alright, so one of my best friends back home, Darian, it actually involves you when you broke your leg, you know what happened, so I'm going to go ahead and tell the story now. Anyway, so basically they was playing backyard football, you know, they was playing tackle and stuff because it was grass and stuff around, but I don't know why this happened, but so one person tackled Darian going to the right, one person tackled him going to the left.
Yikes.
And they hit his leg and like broke his leg. And one of the dude's names, his name was Trey also. And there was another dude, I forgot who it was. Anyway, basically he ended up getting his leg broke, and like I came later cause I was gonna come play. And but I got there like when the game was over and stuff, and of course nobody wants to play after seeing somebody getting injured and stuff.
That's crazy.
But it was just so funny because I remember Trey was like this big dude, like buff, and he's like in like the eighth grade. And so it's just so funny because I can see his face right now as he was walking down the street. I was like, yo, what happened?
He was like, man, I broke Terry's leg, man.
Oh, wait, the buff
like,
guy?
Yes. He was like, I broke Terry's leg, man. I didn't mean to. He was like, I ain't gonna play football no more.
He was just like bawling. And I'm just like, bro, it's not that serious. Like, it's not your fault. He was just like, I'm talking about like the snot river.
Oh, man.
Like,
man.
He was
full on tears.
Like, full on tears.
And he was like, man, I ain't playing ball no more. Oh, I done hurt him.
And he actually didn't play anymore?
No, he still played football. But like, we were in like, probably like the seventh grade going into eighth grade, actually, yeah. Or something like that. And so it was funny. I don't know why it was so funny because he was just like, it's this big buff dude,
dude just
like
crying,
just bawling, like sobbing, and I'm just like,
oh man.
I don't know why that was so funny to me, and even like as I talk about, I just see his face just in tears. But yeah, man,
if we're going down the stupid injuries route, like I have. Stories. My sister and I she's 13 months older than I am, so we're really close. And growing up, we had this bunk bed. She had a penchant for like putting me in situations in which I would inevitably get hurt. What I can remember very vividly, she was once up there, and we had like this little doll rocking chair, and she was like, Piper, try to catch this.
Wait,
did
she
not work.
Grew a
it was a little wooden rocking chair for like a doll.
God.
She's like, catch this. Didn't go well because I was six and like had no coordination. But we would do all sorts of stupid things like that. Like I remember once we like strung a blanket underneath the top bunk as like a hammock over the bottom bunk, and it got stuck and I got stuck in it. But probably the stupidest thing we did when we shared a room with bunk beds. Space exploration, in a way. We had these giant Rubbermaid bins for our toys, you know, that you could put all your, this is the Barbie bin, this is the Lego bin, whatever. So we had one of those, and she pulled it up to the top bunk, and she was like, this is your spaceship. We're gonna send you to space. No.
This thing will end well.
No, she loaded it with pillows, and put me inside it, and was like, okay, we have liftoff. Pushes it off the top bunk.
Oh, snaps.
Not good. So we thought, oh yes, well it needs more padding. We need more pillows, more blankets, more stuffed animals.
Yeah.
So we put me in the Rubbermaid bin, packed it as full as we could with stuffed animals and like blankets and pillows around me, and pushed it off again. It was so jammed packed that like the impact was just like amplified, you know?
Mm.
So it was like, it was bad. So we thought, ah yes, science. If more pillows equals more pain, we're not going to put any pillows in here. And I feel like that kind of,
like, did you,
trauma...
Did you break anything?
I didn't break anything.
Okay.
It was
good.
Fine.
Good.
Little kids are made of rubber and always bounce back. Nice. But, like, it might explain a lot about, like, why my brain is the way it is.
Jeez.
And how often do you do this?
No, it was just the one time.
Or just the one time, I would say.
You know, it's funny, because you just... I just remembered... there was a few times I put my little brother in a clothes basket and pushed him down the steps. The one time we had a two-story house.
That is
crazy. And like, it was one time like I pushed him down the steps and I think he went a little bit too fast. And he smacked his head against the door. And it's just like, he was fine, but like, I mean, that was like one of the worst times he got hurt. And then there was another time too where he fell off his bike. And like his bike handle had the paddings missing and stuff, so it was just metal. And he has a scar right by his eye right now.
Dude, I gave my brother his car. Well, no. Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
I remember we were trying to play basketball, right? But my stupid self grabs a rock. Like, it was like a rock, like this.
Pass the rock.
No. It wasn't even like that. I threw the rock into the hoop, but it bounced off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was under the hoop, so it literally hit him right in the head.
Mm.
And next thing I see, like, I look to the other side. Then he looks at me, literally, dude, it's like a skate, like a horror movie.
like the blood was just going down like his
people
head.
Like carry.
It was like blood, and he was like yelling and screaming. He was like, ah! And I was like, my mom, she's like freaking out.
My
gosh. Dude, it was like the most scariest thing. Like, I did so many crazy things to my brother Esteban. Like, what? Like, that was one. And then the second time, we were playing, what's it called? Wow, what is that? Tug of War.
Shuffleboard.
No, tug of war. We're playing tug of war. And
we literally just played tug of war. And you, well,
I know,
we
like,
didn't.
Yeah, but, so I was like, okay, since he's going to be the anchor, let's just go ahead and put the rope around his waist, right?
I hope y'all didn't break the man.
Dude, we're like, yeah, let's just go ahead and all you got to do is just lean back and sit, right? But he was like, okay. And as soon as we started, like, they were pulling, but the thing is, like, they were pulling him, so, like,
yeah.
The whole ropes were, like, going, like, squeezing him.
Oh.
And he, like, that was the time where, like, he yelled so loud. I've never heard someone
rope
yell
burn,
that
man.
Much. He was, like, screaming. He was, like, ah, stop.
Oh, constrictor.
Dude, nobody was listening, and I was telling him, I was telling the people to stop, but they weren't listening to me. And after a while, like he yelled, like, so loud. And obviously, we let him loose, and yeah, like, major.
I bet.
On his,
his
stomach,
man.
And it was insane. But
I feel like I owe my little sister a number of apologies for, like...
I do, too.
The garbage
Sarah,
thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sarah. That's my sister. My little sister's name.
But for Jordan, like, she's 5 years younger than Deshale. So Shale and I were very buddy-buddy and, like, kind of didn't want her in any of our business when we were growing up. But, so we would often, like, hang out up on Shale's top bunk bed when we moved into our new place. She had, like, this loft. And so Jordan was trying to join us up there one time. As Shale was, like, climbing down the ladder, Jordan was trying to climb up it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Jordan lost her two front teeth, because she caught Shale's heel in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, they were on the way out anyway, but, like, that wasn't good. Yeah.
Oh,
or then there's like.
That's messed
up. It was an accident. So it's like. It's not like Tashiel intentionally like kicked her in the mouth. Like,
that'd be messed up.
That would be
like
even more messed up.
Kick
yeah.
her and laugh. Ha ha.
Gosh, but I remember once too.
It was just before she got rid of her.
Yeah, they were still baby teeth. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well,
no,
okay.
It wasn't like.
I was going to say, like, you
yeah,
because
if she lost her,
up.
Her,
no.
like, adult teeth. You know,
no,
especially
like, I said, they were
like
all the
right
out.
When you get your adult
teeth. They just came in and oh, now they're gone.
Now they're gone.
No, she was like 7, so they were on the way out.
Okay.
But then there was once like, Tashiel and I would often like ride our bikes over to the little corner store because we grew up in a town of like 200 people, so it was like 2 blocks to bike to the corner store, and that was pretty much all there was to do in town. So we were like on the way back from that once, but I didn't know that Jordan was like coming out to say hi as we were coming in from our bikes.
Yeah.
So she was behind the front door and I like threw it open and peeled back her big toe. And, like the nail just was completely gone.
Oh.
So
oh,
yeah, I could have been like a little more gentle with my baby
that
sister.
I actually have
I
a
love
scar
you and I'm
here.
Sorry.
Like I have a scar here. You want to strip?
No.
Don't
what is it with yeah. you?
So, okay, so we did our Photoshop on
Photoshop.
Yeah, we're gonna have to Photoshop it to make Eric look decent. No.
Wow.
roasted. We did a photo shoot on Tuesday, and we're just convinced that Eric's kind of a thought, and it's fine.
What?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I
you
to
were
put
saying
that narrative out
okay,
there, but I mean, you
okay.
was you was out there. Trying to be a bad bee, like you know, with the photo shoot and stuff. You over there posing,
yeah, having your shirt unbuttoned,
like, yeah.
and your sunglasses down.
I was nervous.
So when you're nervous, you take your clothes off.
I do.
Oh my god!
No, I'm just kidding. No.
So
I don't do that.
Ladies, there's the way to Eric's heart.
No, but what I was gonna say is that I have.
You have a scar.
I have a huge scar right here. Like on my, I don't know, shoulder, I guess you would say, but it's because me and my brother, we were running around. I think we were playing tag or I don't know what we were doing. We were fighting, actually. That's what it was. We were fighting, and I was trying to catch him.
Oh, and real quick, I just feel like most of the stories we tell are going to end in injuries because I have another story.
Yeah, so
you have to tell why you need to apologize to Sarah, but...
Oh, well, yeah, she true. Should apologize to me. You broke my lamp. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to bring it up in a second.
But, so we're running in. You know, like, those rooms that have, like, one door and then, like, another door? Mm-hmm. Like, one road, like... leads yeah. to the kitchen. I don't know, but ours led to the kitchen and the other one just like out into the hallway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we're running in, like around and just going in circles. So what he did was like he ran out of one door and closed it. But as it was closing, I was running full speed. So I like literally end up like hitting the door and I just like shit, like went back. Like it was just like a hard hit.
Oh, man.
I felt like my arm came off. Like it was so hard. So I see like blood just like literally gushing, you know? It's like, I was like, like laying down like with blood going, and he like freaks out and he grabs like one of the shirts that was right near and like tries to clean it off. And it was like a deep cut because it's like on the side of the door type of thing, you know? And yeah, that was the one. And then another scar that I have is like right here on like my close to the knee, like in the back.
Yeah.
But that was because I used to, okay. There was this thing that we used to make in Mexico, that it was called mataperros, which means like dog killers. So when we it's because like in Mexico, like there's like random dogs out there. So like you know. Anyways,
yeah, strips,
but
yeah.
What we would do, or what I would do, you would grab a straw, like piece of wood, what's those things? Bobby pins?
Yeah.
Is that, or just like a paper clip or whatever, you would sharpen them. Right? So like you could make like a very sharp object and with rubber bands, so you would like throw it and like you can actually like, you know,
puncture.
Yeah, dogs or whatever. We would do it to like do it dogs, so that's what would kill it. That's what we would call it, dog killers, because
bro,
it would actually like, penetrate
on us because
it would, I'm sorry, I think it is really bad, but anyways. But I got payback. Okay, so anyways, what happened was that I grabbed one of those, and I was shooting this dog, and I got him a couple of times. But this dog got super mad, and I was far, and I was I was far away, and I thought like you know because there was like kind of like this type of fence, and I was just gonna jump over. But anyways, so I threw it to the dog, and I guess I didn't really time it well. The dog came in running. And he literally grabbed me by the foot, or by, you know, this part of my body, and he actually bit me.
Did you get checked out for rabies?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you'd be alive if you got rabies?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been dead. But
I don't know. Maybe there was like a few months where, you know, you were fighting it.
That was like, that was like 15 years ago.
I don't know. I'm saying maybe at that point, like shortly after you were fighting off rabies. At a point in your life is what I'm saying.
So
like, I don't know how that works. I don't know much about rabies.
So are you saying that I have rabies?
You could have. Obviously, you didn't.
Anyways, man.
I was just going to say, you deserved it.
Yeah, no, so, yeah. And, but luckily, like, some people were around there, and they
saw you getting thrown up like a rag doll.
No, but the crazy thing, like, no, and honestly, I have so many experiences where I could have literally died.
I have too.
but one of those, like, because then the dog just bit me once and he was like there for a while, but there was people around and I guess they scared off the dog and he let go, but I had like a very deep hole and like it was like very deep. Anyways, yeah,
that's
I have
a visual. Am I gonna have to put a gore like visual?
You might have to. I don't know how many people have weak stomachs though. But just by describing it, though, people can see it in their mind, and it's like...
I guess. So it was gushing a lot of blood, and, you know...
You reminded me, so...
I
have two stories I'm going to end up telling. This is one of them, but where I was by myself and embarrassed. Like, there was nobody around.
But you embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, but I embarrassed myself. Like, I was like, you are so stupid.
Oh,
like, just like... All right, so I was, like, climbing a fence. It was, like, this very tall fence. In the rain. Why I decided to do that, I don't know. I was bored. I didn't have nothing to do.
So
you know,
just
I was
randomly climb fences.
I started climbing the fence.
That works.
And at the top, there was these little spikes. So I got to the top, and I slipped right at the top. The spike went. I still have the scar. It used to be like this long.
Wait, you actually have scar?
It's right here. Like it's healed up time. But it used to be longer. Like, I don't know if it was on my chest, but it was probably like maybe like right here. Like right above my belly button between my chest. Hmm? It's stabbed. And here's the problem. It stabbed and then I slid too. So ooh. It went like
it was like
yeah. And so yeah, that was so stupid. Like it was just dumb. Here's the second embarrassment. No,
was your shirt bloody?
Yeah, it was. I had blood.
Can you describe how it felt?
It burned. It burned. And having like fresh air exposed to my wound, it burned. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a gory wound?
Well, I was gonna tell you the other one. It's not gory, but it was just one of those embarrassing moments where it's like nobody was around, but it's just like you were so dumb.
I wanted to get this one.
I was much younger. I was probably like 6 or 7. My grandparents at their old house, they had this giant tree in the backyard, and I would climb that tree often and stuff. But one day, I don't know why. Like the way it was set up is like my grandparents were like right here, right? They lived in this house, and then next door was my great grandparents. So I would go over my great grandparents' house until my grandparents got off work, since they're next door to each other.
Right.
But one day I decided not to listen to my great granddad, who told me don't hop the fence and go over there by yourself to your grandparents'
house. Walking like a normal person.
Wait, what?
Like,
yeah. Well, no, he was saying don't go over there at all because there's nobody watching you and stuff.
Oh, I see.
And so I hopped the fence. I went over there, started climbing the tree because I couldn't get in the house, you know. So I was just back there doing whatever, and I climbed the tree. Once again, I slipped. So I fell out of the tree. I was probably like maybe not halfway up the tree, but like a little bit less than halfway or whatever. And I slipped. And by the way I fell out the tree, like my arms were up like that. Like two branches were holding my arms. And it just like, I think my shoulders haven't been right ever since. I think I might have popped something out of place and never got it corrected. But I just remember, once I finally fell, because I was stuck for a second, once I finally fell all the way out the tree, I was just like, ah! I just ran back over to my great-grandparents' house. I was like, you are so stupid. What is wrong with you? Like, I had, as I think about how I was as a child, I'm still embarrassed of how stupid I was. I was like the dumbest kid you could ever think of. Like, I was so dumb. I made the dumbest decisions. No, honestly, I was almost brain dead, it seems like. Like, I was so stupid.
See, the kids don't really think things through.
No, but this level of stupidity is just like, it's not like a normal kid that just like, oh, look.
I feel like we all have stories about like stupid things are dumb. Like, for me, I once tried to make myself a bracelet out of a pack of zip ties and cut off circulation to my hand.
Oh my gosh.
So I had strung these zip ties together, and I thought, oh yeah, that's enough space, but I forgot that if you pull them, it gets tighter.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had this, like, little, like, I think it was 6 of them strung together, but I had it tighter. I think I actually have a scar from it on my wrist now that I think about it. So I had to find, like, a scissors or something, and getting the scissors under the zip tie in order to cut it off. Like, I was like freaking out because I'm like, oh, my hand is kind of falling asleep. That's not good.
Your hand is like turning purple.
Yeah, just lightly. Oh, it's fine. It's not like I need a right hand, but yeah. So I have a scar like right here from cutting that off. And I think I was like 10 or 11 when I was doing this. So it's not like I was a little kid. It was like I should have known better, but here we are. But yeah.
Wait. I hear that too.
Yeah, but that is so funny. I feel like, I think that's like being little, I think that's a normal thing to get in a bunch of these weird things.
Well, again, it's like we're programmed for self destruction or something up until a certain age.
Okay. Alright, let's go ahead. Okay, let's do this. How about let's go ahead and talk about how we were when we were little? Like,
oh, I told you.
Describe yourself as a little.
That's it.
Okay.
What do you mean? I was stupid. Just dumb. Nah, like, I was infatuated with, like, Star Wars and stuff back then. Like, so I'm, like, in my great grand. Yeah. No, not really a geek, but I did, like, take sticks and, like, at, like, I had a lightsaber, I'm sitting there hitting trees and stuff.
I can't see.
So I wasn't like full on like
cap.
I didn't wear hats when I was little. But I mean I did stuff like that, and you know, I was just I don't know how else to describe my younger self. I was just stupid. Like, I mean, like, that is like the overall thing.
That was like the thing that you liked. So as a little kid, like, that was like your favorite thing.
I was into like Star Wars and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, nice. And, you know, stuff like that.
I was predestined to be a crazy cat lady.
Power Rangers too, but
I like that. So I was the kid who was like obsessed, and I mean obsessed with cats. In elementary school, I read literally every book about cats in the library that we had at our school, and it was like, some of it was like the informational, like the Dewey Decimal System chunk, but the one thing I kind of got swept up in and kind of obsessed with was this series of books called the Warriors series.
Warriors.
Which was basically Game of Thrones but cats. Yeah, so it was like all of these different like clans of cats that were like battling for survival in this one woods. It was intense, okay? But, like, it got to the point where it was, like, my sisters and I would write fan fiction for this thing, and somewhere I have, like...
We were trying to get noticed.
We were trying to get noticed, but I was, like, 12, and it was probably some of the most things I have ever written.
Oh,
but, yeah, like, where you have your own, like, self-insert, this is what I would be if I was a cat in this series, and it was, like...
Okay...
Did it
describe
ever,
yourself if you were a cat? How would you?
No. I was
we're
just
gonna
about,
get like flagged for free content, so I'm gonna like.
I was just about to say, did it ever cross the line of like being creepy?
I mean, some might argue that it did, but
like you go into details about
question.
What you do with your hairballs.
I have a question. Did you ever pretend that you were a cat?
Oh yeah, all the time, especially when I was like little.
Oh,
like,
see, here's the furry. The,
no.
The furry
you
crap.
Shut up.
The furries are gonna be after us. They're gonna be in the comments.
No. Okay, if they
I
come
too.
For me.
Okay, babe, you gotta be honest with us now.
What?
Jesus. You still pretend.
I do not still pretend to be a cat.
Okay. We know who still.
Okay,
pretends
no.
To be a cat.
Okay, here's an embarrassing story though. Here's an embarrassing story though, because once. John and our friend Travis and I, we went out to this French park over in Plymouth. So this was like 5 years ago when I first moved up here. So we were just hanging out. It was summertime or whatever. And John was telling me about this playground that he went to when he was a kid. It was like all wood and it had some cool net climbing structures. And I was like, bet that sounds awesome.
I know where it is.
We got to go
yeah,
check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, I know where it is.
So we go to this park and like as we're hanging out, we're climbing the structures or whatever. A local furry group shows up for their annual picnic. So I can find the footage.
There's something wrong with it. Like, why are you coming to the park where children are? And,
because
like,
it's the fun, it's the playful, it's the whatever. I'm not gonna like try to dissect the mind of a furry here.
Like, no offense to
yeah,
anybody
no, no
who may be
we
a furry
love
or whatever.
People.
Different
but,
strokes for different folks. It's just
but
not
I just
us.
I feel like it's kind of like. Playgrounds, like, I'm not saying that they are, but whatever.
It was actually, like, really interesting to witness, because it's like, yeah, they're just out in their full fursuits, like, enjoying life, doing whatever, and,
insane.
Like, the kids at the park were, like, completely thrilled, because, oh my god, there's a giant kitty here, like, I want to be friends with the puppy, whatever, cool, fine, but watching them interact with the kids, like, there wasn't anything gross about it, they were, like, being,
okay.
like, fun and playful,
okay, okay,
and, like,
okay.
yeah.
Because I'm not completely educated on that community,
okay.
so
for some
forgive
people
me.
It's a fetish thing, for others it's not,
okay.
so
okay.
we're not going to get into that because
I don't know enough about it.
Anyway,
but
all
yeah,
right,
so
whatever. So
in somewhere on the internet there's a video from this picnic and like John and Travis and I are just in the background of it, yeah, because we were just living life, yeah, John was like, happening here.
Were you but, tempted to be part of this?
No. Okay, so
It's not Comic-Con.
A lot of times I jokingly refer to myself as a rodent. Don't at me. I just look at a possum and I'm like, yeah, that's me. Because it's like a little baby in the trash can. It's fine. My self-deprecating humor is going to be the death of me someday. But like, Porter and Brady are convinced that I am a furry because I so like strongly relate to rodents.
Okay, do you know, you watched The Office, right?
I haven't. Oh,
that's right.
I watched Parks and Rec.
You don't.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I was going to say, because I was gonna be like, yeah, you're like Angela, because she's like a grown...
She is not like...
No, I know, but, she okay, one episode of like The Office, you see Angela, like apparently, like, I guess she couldn't find a babysitter for her cats or whatever, so she set up like these cameras, right, so she can actually like know what's going on with her cats, but... So I guess they were having art, like, I think the cats were doing bad stuff or whatever. Anyway, she had to leave. So she had to leave. She was home. And just keep in mind, you know, she has cameras, right? So yeah. She leaves the her computer screen open so you can see it. Mm-hmm. So then Oscar and Kevin, you know, they were watching. And they were watching her, like, doing her thing. And apparently she ended up, like, licking and doing other weird stuff to her cat. And Kevin and Oscar were watching. They were watching, and they were like very grossed out. Like they were just like, they were making weird faces. Yeah. Anyway, she comes back, and then Kevin was like, "So how was it? Like, you know, being his weird self."
Right.
And then Oscar was like so grossed out.
Not awesome.
After a while, she's like coughing. You know, and she was trying to like, and then Kevin was like, "Are you ball out of here?" And it was funny. It just reminded me.
I gotta watch that episode now.
I don't know which one it is, but yeah, there was an episode like that, and I was like, yeah, that's too obsessed with cats. But anyways,
that's
cats,
weird.
Because then it just makes me think of, my God, there's some weird, crazy stuff. I was watching this thing that there was this man that he thinks he's a canine.
Gosh! A very specific vine.
On all levels except physical, I am a wolf.
Yeah, is it that one?
It might be that vine. Well, that vine was taken from a larger documentary, so,
well,
like...
Was he, like, wearing, like, some, like... I think it's that one, because he literally pretends he's a dog, and he has a leash, and lets people take him on a walk.
So, once I went to the Mall of America and saw a couple... that was like into leash play or whatever, and so the dude had his girlfriend on a leash in the middle of Mall of America.
Well, see, that's problematic in itself.
Yeah,
because that's
the people do that.
We know what the type of climate that we in right now. That's not the best though.
No, well, I'm like, again, be into what you're into, but
right.
In the privacy of your own home.
Yeah,
don't
keep,
subject
keep
other
at
people
home.
To
that
your nonsense.
I didn't know people would actually do that.
Yeah.
And like legit, like
people
is
weird. Yeah, they were just sitting by the elevator.
And
like
the girl was all cool with it.
Apparently so.
Wow.
Again,
and yeah,
this is not what this podcast is.
My next embarrassing story.
Yeah, I just wanted to like. Yeah.
No, but okay. Well, for me as a little kid, I was a troublemaker. Like honestly, like
I kind of was too.
I was in a level where like. My parents had to keep me away from my own family type of stuff. Like, everywhere I would go...
Oh, you
go,
one of those kids.
Everywhere we would go... Like,
as a fam, if I was your family member, I would have beat you myself. Like,
and
honestly,
I can't stand those kids. Every single time we would go, because I had a bunch of, like, cousins, I would always end up in a fight with them. But not, like, in a verbal fight, like, in an actual fist fight. Like, we would... literally fight.
Little scrubby dude.
And there was like, I had two main cousins that we would always, like, they would know us because we would always fight every single party or family gathering. They were called Pelon, which means like shaved head, and the other one Cochis, which is just, I don't know why they would call them Cochis, but that was their nickname. Anyways, but me and those guys, we would always, always fight. I remember one day, it was kind of like a holiday type of thing, and we went, like, a bunch of our cousins, we went, and I don't know how it got started, but we ended up fighting, and they were putting us to fight, like, the older ones,
you know, they're like, yeah, like you guys fight.
Oh, yes, baby fights.
And
it's
I
like
was,
WWE, but more profitable.
And I was like, okay, like, and I like fighting, right? And anyways, we got down to it, like, hard. I remember I grabbed Pelon, like, my cousin. I grabbed him. I don't know what I did, but I banged his head, like, in the edge of a wooden, like, table.
Oh.
This dude got knocked out. Like, he was knocked out.
I would imagine
cold.
So.
But we were, like, honestly fight so bad, like, to kill each other. I don't know why. Like, I would always be, like, wanting to fight. And I guess that's why sometimes I'm, like, very impulsive. Like, oh, I want to do this. And, like, oh, let's get it. You know? But anyways, I would always want to fight. And I had, like, this urge. I don't know. But anyways, so I knocked him out cold. I freak out. Like, I actually, you know, regained conscience of what I was doing. And the thing that I did, I just went into the bathroom. I ran into the restroom, and I stayed there. I turned off the lights. I locked the door. And where's Eric? I don't know. And Everybody was looking for me. And somehow, obviously, he was okay because nothing happened. He's still alive, so.
I hope so.
But
I was about to say, don't self-incriminate yourself,
dude,
but it's too late.
As soon as I got out, my dad was right in the, because the living room was there, and we were fighting in the living room, and the bathroom was like on the hallway, so everybody was there. My dad grabbed me by the hair, and he started like spanking me. You know, he was like, you can't fight. And my other uncle, they were all upset, because I mean, I literally knocked out their kid.
Yeah.
But it was like on a whole level. They knew we would always fight.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would joke around, but you know, but it's like, at that level, it's like, you can't be doing
right.
that, because you can
right.
actually hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I got a huge spanking that day, I remember. But the weirdest thing, though, when I got that spanking, I didn't feel anything.
I've had that happen before, too.
I was like smiling. And I felt like, dang, am I really a psycho?
You might be.
Because I was like,
yeah, you're the kind of kid I would have been scared of as a kid.
Anyways, but yeah, I would always be like that. Eventually, yeah, my parents prayed for that stuff because honestly, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was bad. That's what I meant to say. But I got prayed over, and you know, I'm a normal kid. But
dang, dude.
So
Denise told me to tell at least one story from her childhood since she couldn't make it today.
All right, Denise.
So
I'm gonna
Denise, I love you.
I'm
gonna flame you as soon as
she said. She said because her and my sister-in-law, they went to school together. She said one day they were just, I think they were standing in line or something like that, and so Denise just kind of like kicked like the back of her leg or something like that.
Yeah.
You know how you knock people's knees up, so they just kind of go like that. And she did that. And so my sister-in-law like ran to her locker and got the biggest textbook she could find and threw it at her face. All because of that. Like she didn't even hurt her. She just kind of like,
he wasn't even expecting
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Wait, was this in the lunchroom still, or?
Oh, I don't know where they were. They were
in
school or something.
Wait, at that same moment, she just went.
Yeah, like she like had like, you know, she kicked her in the back of the leg or whatever, made her knee go out, and then she ran to her locker. It didn't even inflict pain. She ran to her locker, got the biggest textbook she could find, and hit Denise in the face with it. Like, threw it at
what
her.
Did Denise
and hit her
do?
In the face. Like, what could she do?
No, I know.
She got hit in the face.
I know, but did she cry? I want
probably.
Denise to cry. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably. I don't know, man. I don't know. So
that is so funny.
Yeah. That was, I was like, wow. Okay. She has anger issues.
Damn.
Clearly. Like, she didn't even get hurt. Like, the only person that got hurt was Denise.
That is messed up. Well, hey, I guess that's karma, and, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Karma for what?
For doing something bad. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying. You know, when you do something, and you think it's like, all right, but then you get the same thing done, but even worse.
I don't believe in karma.
I don't believe in karma either. I'm just saying, like, I mean, just for people.
Reaping what you sow, I think that only applies for money. All right, that's
anyway,
a separate talk.
Serious, but anyway,
yeah, we're keeping it light. Well, I say light, and this
well,
has all been like, oh man, we're kind
of
like.
Honestly, most
Eric
of the,
was potentially a psychopath.
Most of the conversations were about blood and
yeah,
poop and
Well, you kicked it off with poop.
So, where we're at is we're all a little bit messed up. And that's fine.
Not even a little.
We're still messed up. Honestly, me thinking about this topic gets me so mad. I want to beat somebody up right now.
Like I said, I'm scared.
No. I told you. I'm going to tell you one thing now. I don't know why I should say it.
I don't know, man.
I'm not gonna say because I don't think people know where. Well, I think most people know where I work. But if that company, no, actually,
Don't even say it.
I'm not going to say the name. I'm just gonna say it for this company I work for.
Oh my god.
You know, sometimes, at the end of the day, dude. Honestly, okay, I'm one of the last persons to be there because I work like a late shift. And actually, my friend Urel can testify of this, because when he used to work with me, he would see this like come to life. So after a certain point, normally like around 7 or 7:30, I have this urge, and we work like in this office space, right?
Want to know about your urges?
So
I don't want
to. So my urge is that I just want to destroy things and just like flip on things, nobody's there. It's only like I'm in the back. I'm literally in the corner in my office, and nobody's there, and like no supervisors, nothing. So sometimes what I like to do, I like to organize things, put them in order, and we have like these like stress balls or like these like foam things, and I grab it and I just throw it, and like I just like everything just go poof. Or sometimes
you really
grab,
in your office like Wolf of Wall Street. You watched that movie too many times. That's what it sounds like.
Sometimes I'm like in the like standing up, you know, my chair's right here, right? And I go like bah, and kick it. And I don't know, I just like making things. And you know when we had like the Nerf guns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the war, I would take it, and sometimes I would just take the Nerf gun there and start shooting things. Obviously I would clean it all up before, you know, people come in the next morning, but
I don't know, maybe.
See, you have those destructive impulses. When I'm at work and I get in a mood, I just hide in places I shouldn't be hiding.
And
so
planking.
I'm planking. Yeah, I get bored and I like to be weird, which Porter and Brady and everyone else who works with me at the coffee house can attest to. But so like there's this little cubby underneath the grinder where we store beans. You gotta grind coffee in order to.
I know.
You can hide in there.
I can fit in the cubby. Jeez. It's a very narrow cubby. It's probably not any wider than like Trey's laptop here.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you fit inside or what?
Yeah. So it's like.
It's
2-3 feet deep, because it's like underneath the entire counter.
Yeah.
And then it's like about as tall, but only like. Probably about this
wide. You fit there.
Yeah, so I'll curl up under there and wait for like Brady or Porter to walk by and just kind of kick him in the shins. Or there's.
See, that's something a cat would do.
Shut up, Eric. So there's that, or there's also like that countertop that we call it the mixing station, and it's got like a built-in trash can. But like I've pulled the trash can that's underneath there out of there and hid underneath the counter. And just poked my head out of that little circle. Somewhere, I think Porter has footage of it, and I might put it in if I can find it. But like,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, I like to hide. I like to disappear because I don't like to be seen. So that includes at work, apparently.
That's what I'm gonna record. If I get that urge today, I'm gonna record. And
okay, just give me the footage. It's fine.
Do you have any urges?
Yeah,
oh, weird things.
Well, it's like when we were talking about. How you're like walking somewhere or something, and you just get this random thought in your head. It's like, they're doing construction. I should jump in that asphalt over there or whatever. It's like,
time for me to leave my footprints here.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'll never make it to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so here we go.
Might as well just leave my footprint.
Like, you know, I'll do stupid stuff like that. Like, what was one thing I did? I mean, trying to jump over, like, a chair or something. And it's I know I'm not going to clear it, but I'm still going to go for it. It's just like, you so stupid. Next thing you know, I hurt my ribs. Like, it was like, what is wrong with you? And I think that's just the dumb child.
I don't know if like, y'all saw this, but when I was on my photo shoot, wow, I cannot say words.
Photoshop.
When I went on another photo shoot on Saturday after work, and I have this impulse to climb everything. Like, we were shooting at a parking garage, and so I was like up on all the pillars. I climbed up on a wall. I was like up on top of the saddle. I was like, I'll throw one of the photos in here if the photographer will let me.
Are you Silk?
I guess.
I'm telling you.
Spider Gwen?
Spider Gwen.
Cat lady.
The unbeatable squirrel girl, Eric.
Oh, there you go. That's what it
is. You want to talk about why people think I'm a furry. It's fine.
A squirrel is a rodent.
It's a rodent, yeah.
So there you go. That makes
when
sense.
When we were out on Tuesday, a squirrel ran by, and I was like, it's my son. And Eastman just looked at me like,
what? Does he know about the squirrel adventures?
I have no idea.
Okay, maybe. All
he
right,
needs to. But, yeah, so, again.
That is crazy.
It's funny
impulses.
Because you're squirrel girl, I'm Doctor Strange, and it's Thor.
I'm Thor.
Why is he Thor?
Because you always bring up Thor. Like, every time.
I thought I was Hulk.
Hulk
you
smash.
Hulk?
Well, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah, you wanted Thor for his hair. That's
yeah,
what it
destructive
was.
Impulses, Hulk smash.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But anyways, this was fun though.
This was a fun episode.
I don't know if we keep going longer, we might just regret putting this up.
Yeah, I mean, I probably already will. Please do not at me for being a furry, Alyssa.
Hey, if you guys want to beat somebody up or knock them down, just let me know.
Are we gonna start a fight club?
Yo, dude, no. It's a song by Ludacris called I can't remember the name of it, but it's like The chorus is like, I feel like slapping my boss today, or something like that. It's like,
what?
Yeah. Slapping my boss?
Yeah.
Please tell me that's what
okay.
you said.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was like,
wait, all right, never mind, no.
So, this has been episode 21.
Wait, no, wait. The song was like, he was just talking about having those impulses where it's just like, somebody cut me off in line, I should shoot them, or something like that. It's like, stuff like that.
Or
slapping my boss. You know?
Yeah,
like,
enunciation is very important.
I am from the South.
I was
you know what's funny? I'm so, like, tired and stuff. I've been stuttering saying one word.
How would you actually do it, though?
Slap your boss?
No. Slapping.
Shut up, Eric.
Why?
So, when you get really tired, you stutter. When I get really tired, I just get weird. Like,
well, I mean, I do that, too, though, because I... Like, if you catch me at, like, 5 o'clock on a Sunday after I've had my work week and stuff, it's like...
Yeah, we were in Scotland in 2014, and we had been traveling forever, so I was, like, really sleep-deprived. I think I was running on, like, 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, John and Jordan must have actually slept on the plane or something. But they were, like, well-rested and coherent, and I was not. They were like, Piper, are you drunk? Are you high? Because I was just, like... they call it... my sleepy panda mode, because I'm like,
sleepy
I just
panda.
Check out. Well, I must have said that or something at some point in that. Like, I'm just a sleepy panda. And, like,
nice.
Yeah. So it was, like, asking really weird and, like, off the wall, like, what would you do if you were an iguana? Like,
I would just...
Yeah.
I would just be in a rock.
Just
well, there you go.
Rock.
I mean,
yeah.
that's what they
there
do.
There you go. So. But it was like all of this just weird, like off the dome, like just being really goofy and silly. So that's how I get if I'm very tired, which I feel like I'm.
Now you're thinking.
See,
what
now,
would I do as an iguana?
If you were an iguana, who would you frame for murder?
Wait,
what? A lizard. The lizard did it.
What is this, Zootopia?
No,
Rainbow
but okay,
did it.
If you think about it. If you were, sorry, this is a weird tangent. If you were an iguana, no one would suspect you for killing a man.
Dude, I would.
Because
I would
if you were just a pet iguana, you could get away with it because they're going to be looking for the human culprit behind it. So who would you frame for murder?
I can't say on here.
If that was an iguana, I would just keep going.
I don't even think I can say that.
Spree.
Iguana killing spree.
Nobody would know.
Gee, these weird talons.
You know, koalas kill people anyway because they have
what?
Syphilis.
Yes, did you know that you are also more likely to be trampled by a cow than you are to be eaten by a shark?
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's your fun fact tidbit to wrap up.
We should do, yeah, no, that's
random
good.
Facts.
No, we should do like an episode of random weird things.
Yeah, here's
I mean, this was an episode of random weird things.
No, but it's about us, though. We're not talking about animals.
If we're just going to go off on weird statistics, I'm actually going to be doing a lot of research into crocodiles. for a short that I'm writing. That's a really weird sentence now that I say it.
It sounds good on paper, but on when paper. You say it out loud.
No, okay, like, so I'm not going to talk about the short because it's not going to come out until October, but like
okay.
I'm in the development writing stages. I have the very first draft. But yeah, so I might have some crocodile facts coming up.
Okay.
We're going to do a podcast that's just, okay, this is Piper's segment. Wow.
Segment.
Segment.
It's okay.
Crocodile facts for you guys.
Wow.
But for now, this has been episode 21 of the ET podcast. I don't even know what we're calling
it. We didn't
at this
even
point.
Introduce ourselves. This
yeah,
is
my name is Eric, bro.
Yep.
And I've been Trey.
And this is Piper.
He's been Trey. He's not Trey no more.
I've
he's
been
not Trey,
Trey
anymore. Now he's just T.
He's Mr. T.
Mr. McMurray.
Isn't there like a famous guy?
Yeah, Mr. T. He used the box.
Thank
you
for being
here.
No, I had a mohawk before. It was terrible.
That
was
funny.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, hope you guys like it. Oh, it would be fun if you guys would share your crazy
your embarrassing stories.
Yeah,
because
we're not the only weirdos out here, so
yeah.
Maybe we'll post some things on the story.
Dude,
yes. Okay, if you guys post up your weirdest things.
Yeah, tag us in your Instagram stories.
And
tweet us.
We're going to read it out next episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, episode
or just
22.
DM us if you don't feel
I know
fairly
Nate
confident
weird stories.
Telling us your stuff. Just DM us and we'll read it out. And
oh,
we'll
wow.
keep your name anonymous.
No, we'll say who you are.
No,
we're not going to
crop out your name if you want to give us a
really, yeah, we're not
going to really
put you on blast.
Tidbit.
Or can you do a way where it can sound like beep, like a swear word?
We could do that.
I don't even bleep out the swear words on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I mean, it's
anyways,
not too many.
You guys, do that, and maybe you'll receive a gift card, whoever is the most embarrassing.
Are you bankrolling this?
I mean, just doing like a $15 for Chipotle.
It's funded by Eric. I will not be contributing.
I have no money.
You know, they're just joking. They're pretty rich, so...
Pretty rich. What's pretty
I'm
rich is
serious.
My sense of humor.
This guy, he has like a record label contract, and this girl, she's like the most
what?
Author.
I
in the
still
world.
Gotta pay
and
my producer,
film, and movie director, and artist. So
I owe
why
my producers.
Author. Okay, this is being. Too
I owe
long.
My producers $450 right now, and I have
anyway.
A record label.
Okay, so
all right, we're
once
out.
Again, this has been the ET Podcast.
See you guys.
Until next time.
Stay dope.
Stay fresh. What?
We're not changing it to stay dope.
Fresh. All right. See you guys.
All right, we're out.